Punishment by Anna Holt. Read by Steve Hodson.
The ceiling was blue. The man in the shop claimed that the dark colour would make the room seem smaller. He was wrong. Instead, the ceiling was lifted. It nearly disappeared. That's what I wanted myself when I was little. A dark night sky with stars and a small crescent moon over the window. But Granny chose for me then. Granny and Mum. A boy's room in yellow and white. Happiness is something I can barely remember. Like a light touch in a group of strangers, gone before you've had a chance to turn round. When the room was finished, and it was only 2 days until he was going to come, I was satisfied. But happiness is a childish thing, and I am, after all, 34. But naturally I was happy. I was looking forward to it. The room was ready. There was a little boy sitting on the moon, with blonde hair, a fishing rod made from bamboo with string and a float and hook at the end. A star. A drop of gold had dribbled down towards the windows, as if the heavens were melting. My son was finally going to come.
Chapter 1. She was walking home from school. It was nearly National Day. It would be the first 17th of May without Mummy. Her national costume was too short. Mummy had already let the hem.